The Donbas Battalion is no ordinary army unit. This volunteer pro-Ukrainian militia was formed in late May to counter pro-Russian separatists in the east. Many of these fighters come from eastern Ukraine, a region known as Donbas. About half have prior military experience. But what they lack in military professionalism, they more than make up for in enthusiasm and love for their nation, Ukraine. New recruits yelled, "Glory to Ukraine and death to enemies," as they prepared to deploy Monday to eastern Ukraine, where regular Ukrainian troops are fighting separatists. There, with just 3 weeks of training, they will be facing battle-hardened guerrillas allegedly backed by Russia's formidable army. Their deployment comes after Ukraine's new president, Petro Poroshenko, declared a one-week unilateral ceasefire on Friday to allow militants to disarm and leave. Neither side has observed the ceasefire. Rebels rejected it outright, and fighting continued uninterrupted over the weekend. Battalion commander Simon Semenchenko says his fighters will respond if attacked.
Concerning the president's moratorium, I think we will abide by it. But they will attack us, and we will respond. Moreover, this is our home. We live in Donbas. That's why we're going there.
The Donbas Battalion is integrated into Ukraine's National Guard and is largely funded with donations, many from ordinary Ukrainians. Many, like this volunteer who calls herself only Kat, refuse to give their full names or show their faces because of concern for their families in the east.
I'm a medic. I hate it when people die. I care. I care about my country, like every one of us.
The recruits are eager and many seem to be spoiling for a fight. A militia member who gave his name only as Victor was quick to answer when asked what he'd do if separatists shot at him.
This was addressed in the peace plan. Of course, I'll fire back.
Many of these recruits say they're doing this for the love of their country. But more importantly, they say they're fighting for their families. Anita Powell, VOA News, Kiev.